I'm a lead. I'm just hearing that. Ooh, shit. Ouch.
Y'all remember in training when I told you about that dude Deca that I like to listen to? My friend Mike, Deca is an artist, and so he drew him a mandala, and he just got it tatted on him yesterday. Yeah, and this like guy that same dude like he designed as a rapper designed it for him, and then he got it tattooed for him. Was like, okay, you're officially the coolest dude I know. Yeah. I mean, Deca has always used that.
Stuff like that.
I've got a whole bunch of his prints. Like he's got, limited prints where there's like 50. 75 total, and I've got like so many of them up in cardboard tubes that I can write and tell my kids aren't wild before I even think about really. They'll be worth decent money someday. Like his albums sell for like $100. Like the vinyl, because they do a limited release and that's all they're at. It's self-produced. Like I probably got. I don't think your arm's as bad as like, because you've got all that muscle to take it. Like, it's when you get bone that it's gonna hurt. Yeah, that was my painful there. I'm literally the only person, me and my husband are like the only people we know without tattoos, like in our group of people. But I have like a skin condition, so there's no point. It just wouldn't heal right. I can draw tattoos, but I don't feel very useful. If I had gotten one when I had the money and was thinking about getting one, it was gonna be a purple Tyrannosaurus Rex in a taffeta ball gown holding balloons and just gonna say awesome banner across it. So I'm kind of glad I didn't do that. I'm not a raver anymore, and it would not make any sense.